making TV special.
Yes. Made with creamy butter. Yeah.
And you know what that means? It's happening. I can feel it.
Yep. Every time I think about a zero, it's me with my eyes X'd out with a sharpie and a frown. Gonna try to keep it near the wall. There's only two dimensions to this rainbow. It's not me, it's a hologram. 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 I get my information from a tube. I'm living on a station without you. You ask me for dimensions, I got two. I am a hologram. Time the curtains part a little. Your face comes zapping like a flame, like a video game. Bones are creaking like a fiddle. Oh, oh. In the end, it's only gonna be myself to blame. It's not me, it's a hologram. It's not me, it's a hologram. It's not me, it's a hologram. It's not.
Hologram. It's not me. It's a hologram. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the B-Side, episode 192 from Media Monarchy. My name's James Evan Pilato. I'm your host and webmaster of the site and show, MediaMonarchy.com, your source for alternative news, politics, conspiracies, and cover-ups. I'd almost forgotten about that record. That's from 2004. The album's called Conductor. The band is called The Comas. They're from Chapel Hill. And, of course, we'll hear a little bit about holograms. So last week, we were blessed to have my man Clyde Lewis in the studio here with us from groundzeromedia.org. But I didn't cover the news in the usual obsessive fashion that we do here on Media Monarchy. So we're a little bit behind, so there's tons of stuff to go over, and we're going to do it fast and furious here. You may have noticed, if you subscribe to the feeds, which you should, feeds.feedburner.com/Media Monarchy, and of course there's links on the site. I just want to say it and repeat it. That's the one. That gets you all the audio and video. But I busted out mixtape 6 on Halloween, from Saint to Satan. Everything from Nick Cave, Cursive, Spiritualized, The Rapture, Rufus Wainwright, Elvis Presley, Backwards Maskings, mashups, so much more. Another tight hour, and as Anonymous said, excellent mixtape. I love doing them. Longtime listeners know my background's in college indie radio. NewWorldNextWeek.com, the weekly video series between myself and James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. Latest episode, Return to Jekyll, Worse Than Crack, Selections Post-Mortem. We're going to get to all those things in the big episode 193 coming up. But again, NewWorldNextWeek.com, high quality, low quality, iPodable, audio versions. We've even been doing captions for the last couple weeks. And we're working on that, and we'll just keep building out any possible way for us to do this for you, to spread this kind of information. We'll have the New World next week in Braille. But the latest episodes from CorbettReport.com, now 2 a week coming from him as well. One of them is part of the Documentaries That Matter, the audio off top of documentaries that if you don't have time to watch, you can listen to them on your commute. Episodes 157 and 158, Endgame and DC Madam. Endgame, of course, the seminal 2007 film, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, breaking down the eugenics agenda that so many of our misleaders and philanthropists seem to subscribe to and trace back to. Episode 158, Requiem for the Suicided, the DC Madam, breaking down and reminding you of the case of Deborah Jean Palfrey. James also has recent audio and video interviews with Gerald Celente. Of course, the fantastic Sunday Update. The Halloween episode, Rally for Sanity, Zombies versus Activists, and a Heck of a Job, Larry. And we touch on Heck of a Job, Larry, and Barry on the latest NewWorldNextWeek.com. So again, my man Clyde Lewis, his latest episode, The Edison Enigma, was he and David John Oates tied in with other radio stations, ZeroPointRadio.com, Fate Radio. A radio seance, if you will. Perfect for Halloween night. Now, I have gotten comments and questions of where can I download this, because I don't believe they've made the Halloween episode available yet. But if you hop over to ZeroPointRadio.com or GroundZeroMedia.org, you can make your donation there. And again, your support helps keep alternative media going. Commercial-free, just the way you like it. So now we're going to move to all the latest from my two sister sites, FoodWorldOrder.com, but first, CyberspaceWar.com, and we'll bust out the 11.4 DEF CON CyberCom holograms and chatbot. A few more notes, one from Danger Room, the other from Reuters, that it begins. It's official. Military CyberCom is fully operational. Military ready for war in cyberspace. And, of course, they're looking to pick a fight, and they're going to find it. They want to fight the net as an enemy weapon system. China taking the supercomputing lead, as they have taken the lead in many other areas as well. More on that from CNBC. Myanmar, the artist formerly known as Burma, had a massive hack attack right before their elections. Denver voters reject tracking space aliens. Lots of interesting things, of course, come out of Denver. We'll get to the latest interesting deaths and, of course, all the other selection postmortem. But continuing, from beforeitsnews.com, insider claiming U.S. government funds 60% of the NBC series The Event. Privacy groups fearing huge medical health database. More on that from Computer World. Now from the BBC, hologram messaging coming of age. In this story about the progressing science of this, in their diagram they begin the article out with, they use Princess Leia. Because, of course, that's where we all saw our first hologram beaming out of R2-D2. University of Arizona working on it traces back to the journal Nature. So again, hologram messaging coming of age. It's not me. It's a hologram. I get my information from a tube. NewScientist.com covering prize-winning chatbot steers the conversation. Hat tip to CorbettReport.com for checking that out. And we close out this DEF CON from the TechnoFascismBlog.com. The Internet of Things is on the way. Internet of Things, put quite simply, is International Business Machines' latest final solution. They, of course, brought you the Hollow Earth punch cards, which automated the Holocaust, which, of course, was done by the Nazis, and they learned their eugenics from the West, from folks like Margaret Sanger and all the other eugenics families. But they want your toothbrush to connect to the internet. They want your fridge, everything, the internet of things. Moving on and quickly, Large Hadron Collider set to create mini Big Bang. This from BBC, and this is just a further follow-up. However, it's interesting to note that some of the sub-experiments going on, one of them's called Alice, one of them's called Atlas. You know, of course, Shiva, the destroyer, out front of the CERN facilities on the border of France and Switzerland. Will we see a tie or a spike in anomalous events like Norway spirals or more sinkholes, perhaps, or God knows what? I am become death, destroyer of worlds. Now, as we mentioned last week, huge thanks to my man Alan in Omaha, who's been taking on some posting duties on cyberspacewar.com. You may have noticed a good increase in the news being posted nearly every day now on cyberspacewar.com. And I wish we had time to go into further detail. Perhaps as we catch up over this weekend, we'll be ready next weekend to kind of parse it a little easier now that the selection's over and the bread and circus in that area is over. We can focus our gaze, hopefully, a little more. However, having said all that, we get into a couple of posts on Election Day asking how secure is your vote. Vote-flipping Diebold machines tying in with, of course, the D.C. Area Internet Voting Challenge that was hacked within mere moments. There is a video for you to check out. Along with that, vote-flipping in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Indiana voters selected straight Republican ticket on voting machine, but when checking ballots showed marked all Democrat. More on that from IndianaNewsCenter.com. And it gets worse. Cyber pervs peeping on schoolgirls. The local.de reported, quote, on examining one of the computers, Thomas Floss, data protection advisor, discovered a so-called Trojan computer program which was being used to control the equipment. And no, this isn't out of Pennsylvania with the webcam Spygate story. Again, more on that from the local.de. Virtual Eternity, of course, again, connects back to international business machines. But this is the IntelliTars Virtual Eternity, a digital simulation of yourself created by sophisticated and creepy simulation gaming and AI software. Your digital avatar is coming soon. The last few notes on Cyberspace War are of the history mystery note, asking the question, whatever happened to the canals of Mars? Have they gone the way of Y2K, or will 2012 go that way as well? But really interesting notes, and again, there's something called the 1859 Carrington event, the largest known solar flare observed. You can actually listen to that from our good friends at NASA. And we close with something called Starfish Prime. July 9th, 1962, hydrogen bomb lifted 250 miles into space atop a Thor rocket detonated, causing an unprecedented auroral light display. In Honolulu, several hundred miles away, quote, when the bomb burst, people told of blackouts and strange electrical malfunctions like garage doors opening and closing on their own, but the big show was in the sky. There's even declassified film, again, all linked up, and again, all huge thanks to my man Alan, posting on cyberspacewar.com. So much news all around for you, and again, as I'm trying to build this monarchy, if we can get folks posting to some of the sites or even focusing on certain areas. Again, if you want and are interested in helping out in this capacity and have some experience doing Blogger, Twitter, all of these funny little tools. Of course, mediamonarchy@gmail.com. We'll switch quickly now to foodworldorder.com. And again, we'll remind you, which we have posted at the top of both food and media, a reminder to, of course, not miss our interview with Barbara Peterson of FarmWars.info from just a few weeks back. But we'll start on the binge and purge. Frowny fries and water wars. San Francisco passes law banning toys in Happy Meals. San Fran's become the first U.S. city to crack down on the dubious practice of fast food companies luring children into eating unhealthy meals by giving away gimmicky toys. Our children are sick, says San Fran Supervisor Eric Marr, sponsor of the measure, saying in a press conference. New law, which will go into effect December 2011, would only allow toys to be given away with healthy children's meals. That's defined as a meal under 600 calories that includes fruits and vegetables, but not a beverage with excess sugar, such as a soda. McDonald's Happy Meals obviously do not fit this definition of a healthy meal. The only thing this kind of... it just makes me think of banning everything. Let's ban everything. When your dumbass doesn't have to buy it. Democrat Monsanto lobbyist supported GOP candidate. That's a great one from GMWatch.org. And again, always looking for ways in this monarchy, and again, to try and reach as many folks as possible. This isn't always necessarily for the choir. This is hopefully to reach new folks who are just getting turned on to this kind of information. And the main thing I always want to try and put through are the stories that bust through the phony boxes and paradigms and dichotomies and whatever word you want to use for whatever little boxes we're trapped in. Democrat Monsanto lobbyist supported GOP candidate. Naturalnews.com getting into how the 2010 election results are going to affect healthcare and health freedom. Food Safety News noting election unlikely to change Senate Bill 510 in the Senate. That's the food safety modernization, just another slow encroachment on what you can and cannot eat. Again, you have no free will, and daddy needs to take care of everything you do. Again, from GMWatch.org, what the green movement got wrong, a turncoat explains. And I'll mention that as I've been following GMWatch.org more and more, I like their postings, I like how they do it. Their postings have a few bits of documentation, they give the full sources, they give their little editor notes at the top. I try and retweet them as well. So yeah, speaking of the massive increase of action on cyberspace war, when I got my new little Wi-Fi pod a few weeks ago, I've been tweeting a whole lot more. So again, just other areas to put all this information out. That's where you are. That's where I'm going to find you. World Bank quietly funding massive corporate water gag. Rather, grab, I should say. The story just makes me gag. That's from Alternet, but CanadaFreePress.com taking it even further. Climate change hysteria falters. Water is the new target. That will be the new weapon to unify us, should fit the bill, as the Club of Rome would say about the early anthropogenic global warming scheme. And our last note on this 11-4 binge and purge, frowny fries and water wars, from again foodsafetynews.com. Organic beer must soon be made with organic hops. That will be mighty important here in the craft beer home of Portland, Oregon. Other good news From Digital Journal, Monsanto has no magic cure for its woes as company flounders. Monsanto is under the gun on a number of different issues, and the company has no magic elixir or engineered fix to halt the corporation's plummet from its recent position as Forbes Company of the Year. Major cracks have formed in the Monsanto facade this past year. Dropping fortunes appear to be the result of combination of factors including super weeds, the high cost of Monsanto seeds, and inputs and competition on the herbicide front from China. Could Monsanto be in a dive so precipitous it won't be able to recover? We can only hope. And the link I give to you, beside the flashback to covering the Forbes on Monsanto, which of course we covered just a week or so ago, their reversal as they're plummeting, I link you to Max Keiser on his first appearance on CorporateReport.com to talk about targeted boycotts and using the momentum against these companies as they start to shake to finish them off. Our last note on this B-side 192 on foodworldorder.com. And again, I implore you guys to go check out all this information. And if you find it valuable, again, please spread it. Please comment. Please repost it. Anything. It's all open source. It's all public domain. You don't have to ask. Again, from Natural News, alcohol more harmful to your health than heroin and crack. Now, this is one of the stories we go over on the latest NewWorldNextWeek.com episode. Two, of course, controversy. Scientists from Britain's Independent Scientific Committee on Drugs recently released a study that assessed which drugs cause the most overall harm to both users and society. According to their analysis, alcohol is the most harmful drug, scoring higher on the list than both crack, cocaine, and heroin. That's crack, cocaine, and heroin. One of the main researchers behind this, a guy named David Nutt, was actually canned from an earlier position after he called out British Parliament for basically covering up the fact that cannabis and marijuana is a wonder weed. It's the super plant. It was put here for a purpose, and it's going against whatever God or whatever creator or whatever Big Bang you believe put all of any of this here to make it illegal for the continued profit of corporate plutarch, oligarch, fascist eugenicists. And that's it. There's your super fast B-side episode 192 from Media Monarchy. It is, of course, November 5th, and we'll remember that date on the big upcoming episode 193. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I always thank you for listening. And appreciate the sharing and being along and trying to keep in touch through all of this, through the ride. It's just a ride, as the late, great Bill Hicks would say. But my name's James Evan Pilato. I'm your host and webmaster of the site and show, MediaMonarchy.com, reminding you, as always, to get active or get radioactive. Take care. We'll be right back.
How would you explain it?
Combining music and stylized images.
It's all remote control.
Each one of those images was electronically based.
Say out on my threat.
And that concludes our program for tonight.
This could really catch on.
I can't remember when I've been so moved.